Wintering. Clyde L. Pilkington, Jr., editor. And he said unto them, Come yourselves apart into a desert place, and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they had no leisure so much as to eat. Mark 6:31. To everything there is a season, and a time for every purpose under the heavens. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pull up what is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to throw away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to throw away. A time to tear, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time of war, and a time of peace. Ecclesiastes 3:1-8, MKJV. The term wintering refers to the survival strategies that plants and animals use to get through the coldest months. For animals, this may include hibernation, migration, inactivity, reduced metabolism, growing thicker coats, etc. For plants, this can consist of dormancy, root energy storage, waxy coatings to decrease water loss, etc. Wintering also refers to periods of rest, retreat, and self-reflection during difficult winter-like seasons of life. It is a metaphor taken from the natural world. The concept of wintering was made popular by author Catherine May in her book Wintering, The Power of Rest and Retreat in Difficult Times. The concept embraces a cyclical view of life. Instead of seeing life as a linear progression of constant growth, wintering acknowledges that life has cycles of abundance and scarcity, of highs and lows, of growth and fallowness, of activity and rest. Wintering doesn't pretend that difficult times don't happen, but rather accepts them as natural and necessary phases. Wintering acknowledges the transformative power of rest. In a world where it is easy to glorify busyness, wintering encourages slowing down, getting enough rest without guilt. It recognizes these winter periods as where transformation can occur. Wintering can build resilience and provide space for reflection and lead to renewal. Just as winter gives way to spring, the period of rest allows for emergence with new energy, clearer perspectives, and renewed purpose. Plants and animals don't fight the winter. They don't pretend that it's not happening and attempt to carry on living the same lives they lived in the summer. They prepare and adapt. They perform extraordinary acts of metamorphosis to get them through. Wintering is a time of withdrawing from the world, but that's where the transformation occurs. Winter is not the death of the life cycle, but its crucible. Adapted book reviews. Wintering, The Power of Rest and Retreat in Difficult Times by Catherine May.